Hello, friends. I wanted to wish you, first of all, a very happy new year, Western New Year, beginning of 2023. I am not personally a fan of New Year's resolutions. I prefer to think about what do I want to keep going forward from what has been, you know, working well for me in this previous year, previous multiple years, and what do I want to change and do differently? And this particular new year, there's a lot of change going on in my life. Probably many of your lives also have a lot of change. And one of the things I've been thinking about is a lesson that I learned in grad school while I was working on my PhD that has nothing to do with the stuff I was studying. But it was a really important life lesson. And that is, in order to know what you want to be really good at, you also have to know what you are going to put on the back burner. Like, what do you actually want to be basic in? So that the thing you're really interested in, you can spend your time and focus on that. Most of us don't have a huge amount of free time to just, you know, spend however we want. And I feel like knowing how you're spending your free time and how you want to spend it is super, super important, especially for those of us who have, you know, a meditation practice or would like to have a meditation practice or a spiritual practice of some kind. The biggest issue people usually face with that is finding time to do their practice. So if you've been saying for years, oh, I'd really like to meditate more, then this little short reflection is for you. Not because I'm going to tell you, you need to prioritize meditation and get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning before anyone else is up and you have to spend hours a day. No. I think everyone can have their own preferred amount of meditation. Maybe for you, it's 10 minutes a day. Maybe it's 5 minutes a day. Maybe you want to meditate 3 times a week. Whatever it is, it still takes time. And so what I'm here to reflect on with you is, what do you want, not just from your meditation practice, but what, when you do sit down and you do your practice, whether it's meditation, Qigong, journaling, whatever it might be, prayer, how does it make you feel? Like, often it's more effective for me to focus on what I'm going to get from doing something than to focus on, oh, I have to carve out 20 minutes to do this thing. I could be doing so many other things. So what are you going to get from it? If that's the thing that you really want to focus in on, then be clear about that. This is not just some casual passing interest or a thing that doesn't really mean that much to you. If you've been saying year after year, I really want to spend more time on my spiritual life, maybe this is the time to do it and to prioritize you. So if you know what you want more of, we all know that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We all know the laws of physics. If you're going to spend more time in one place, that means you're not going to have as much time in other places. And this, for me, was like the game changer when I realized it in grad school. I have to know what I want to do less of. So for me this year, I want to prioritize exercise, feeling good in my body. I also honestly just want to organize my space better. I also signed up for a course through Wisdom Publications on Tibetan calligraphy. I really want to improve my handwriting in the Tibetan script and maybe learn to write some mantras. I find that a very meditative form of practice. I've written a lot of mantras, but I mean, always just with my own, like, not that great handwriting. So anyway, those are some things that I want to spend more time on. And in order to do that, what I'm willing to give up is some time spent vegging on the couch in the evenings. Time spent just kind of, it starts out relaxing. I enjoy YouTube. Like, this is my addiction, if you want to say that. For me, it's not TikTok or Instagram. It's like watching videos on YouTube, vicariously living other people's van lives and stuff like that. So for me to decide, maybe I actually don't need as much of that in my life. Maybe it's actually going to bring me greater joy to take that time and spend it somewhere else. It's a big decision. I'm just starting out the year trying to have this shifted focus, but it's going okay so far. And so I just wanted to share that reflection with y'all, because I think often when people think about their spiritual life or practices that they'd like to do, what they're thinking is, how do I get more? And I think, you know, if you take Marie Kondo's advice for decluttering your space, which is keep only that which brings you joy, and you use it to declutter your free time, what happens if you only keep what brings you joy? And sometimes you even have to rank the types of joy. You know, I enjoy just vegging on the couch in the evening and watching stuff with my husband, you know, YouTube videos or like catching up on a series or something like that. But does that bring me more joy than the other things I could be doing with my time? And I'm not saying I'm never going to do that. I still enjoy doing that. Maybe I'll do it several times a week. But maybe I'll also have an evening where I just work on some Tibetan calligraphy for a while. So whatever it is for you, I hope this can be an invitation to reflect. We're over a week into the new year, so if you've made a New Year's resolution, maybe it's going well, maybe it's not going well. But it's a time to reflect, you know, what do I want to do going forward differently, but also the same? How's it going for me so far? And also, it's a good opportunity to get realistic about what it's actually going to take to refocus your time and your attention. What do you have to give up? And I think the truth of the matter that we don't necessarily admit to ourselves is that the thing we're giving up also brings us joy. Like, or maybe joy is not the right word. Maybe it's a habit that you wish you did less of. Maybe it's really fun for the first 5 minutes and then it just becomes a thing you wish you could stop doing. Like, that's me when I scroll on Instagram sometimes. It's fun and then I want to stop, but I can't because there's always more to look at and I have to look at it. So anyway, I hope you can start this new year, if it's helpful to you, by deciding what you want to be basic at in order to really flourish in another domain of life. So lots of good wishes to you and yours. May this be a wonderful new year. Personally, I'm also looking forward to the Tibetan New Year in February. There's several New Years yet to go. So if the Western New Year hasn't worked out yet so far as a great reboot for your life, don't worry, you have a couple more chances. And honestly, every day is the beginning of the rest of your life, the beginning of something new. So take care, happy refocusing, and happy New Year.